This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people known dead from a pair of tornadoes that touched down in southeastern Alabama late yesterday, and that death toll is expected to rise. And Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says,
we also have had several individuals that have been transported that were injured, but again, at this point, our efforts are geared towards search and rescue.
Another day, another Democrat joining a crowded field of presidential hopefuls, as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has launched his bid for the White House this morning with a video release.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
He says he'll push for progressive reforms on things like health care and gun control. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Oakland teachers are returning to the classrooms after a tentative contract agreement's been reached. The deal includes an 11% raise for teachers over 4 years and a one-time 3% bonus. A House resolution aiming to block President Trump's emergency declaration at the border gaining some support even from some Republican senators. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of the resolution. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. The sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month.
And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Federal investigators are going to be looking into a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car. A National Transportation Safety Board team is to be in Florida today to investigate Friday morning's crash north of Miami. A 50-year-old man died when his Model 3 slammed into a semi and slid under the trailer. It tore the roof off that high-performance luxury electric car. Investigators will try to learn whether the Tesla semi-autonomous driving system or its automatic emergency braking system were working when that crash occurred. A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is scheduled for today in a Massachusetts district courtroom, but Spacey is not required to appear. The actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after he was accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. Last week, Spacey's defense team filed several new court motions, including one asking for cell phone records from the accuser. And SpaceX has stepped closer to taking astronauts into space after the Crew Dragon reached the International Space Station yesterday as the first ever private spacecraft ultimately designed to take astronauts into orbit to blast off from Cape Canaveral and carry 400 pounds of cargo to the space station, as well as a life-size test dummy named Ripley. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You better believe it. We've got a country to save. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And after a wild weekend of all kinds of, I don't know, hyperbole, I guess you can leave it at that. And, of course, the media diving into it and carrying the water for the Democrats. Megan Barth joins us now as we review what the Sunday talking heads were trying to tell us, I guess. Megan, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, is with us. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Tremendous. You would think that based on what the media wanted to spend so much time on, that Donald Trump is a nanoseconds away from being impeached.
Well, yes, and that's what the Democrats want you to believe. And so, of course, the media is going to carry their water. You know, I was at CPAC this past weekend and watched the president speak for 2 hours, and I was absolutely blown away that we're looking at a man who was just over in Vietnam, who didn't get any press coverage because they were too busy covering Michael Cohen, a convicted criminal, a liar, a felon, who will be going to jail in just a few months. They were fawning over Michael Cohen. And this was the same press that was just telling us, oh, I don't know, last year, that we were on the brink of nuclear war with North Korea. So you would think, like, with all the coverage that they were giving to scaring the bejesus out of many of us, thinking that we're, you know, that they want us to believe that we're just seconds away from the next nuclear holocaust, you would think that they would cover peace talks that would eliminate this potentiality of the nuclear holocaust. But no, they had to cover Michael Cohen.
Yeah, they've become the National Enquirer of the media.
Right.
I mean, they've taken over, you know, what the National Enquirer presented for all those decades. And so they've replaced them. Pretty sad. And I thought that Jim Jordan really put this in proper perspective with the chair, Elijah Cummings, and saying, wait a minute, for the 100th and this is the 66th Congress, this is the way you're going to start with a convicted liar? This is what your committee is all about? I thought that was quite indicting on his part.
No, and without Jim Jordan, I wonder where we would be as a party. There are very few Jim Jordans in our party, and that's one of the problems. But I think people are starting to understand exactly what we need, and it's more Jim Jordans, and it's expanding the Freedom Caucus. But I think what President Trump is 73, I think he is that right? 73.
Yes, 73, right.
73. He is the same age as Bill Clinton. Now, look at the pictures side by side. Would you ever believe that? I wouldn't.
No.
But it shows you how when you live your life and you're following the law and you're not a boozer and you're not a womanizer, look at the difference. But he traveled from Vietnam. He stopped in Alaska to see our troops. And then he showed up at CPAC just within, 24, 48 hours, looked fresh, had a lot of energy, and spoke for 2 hours. People could not believe it.
Yeah.
And I thought that President Trump's at CPAC was probably one of his best speeches. He was definitely in his element. He was humorous. He was self-deprecating. And he just didn't seem like he wanted to stop.
It must have been really good because the media declared it as Hitler-esque. So you know it had to have been a good speech.
Why are they not calling him Hitler?
He's telling you. It's crazy. And this whole thing with Adam Schiff and Mark Warner claiming that they've got proof. Well, look, you've had proof. Schiff for 2 years has been saying, clearly there's collusion. And, I mean, he ought to get a hat that says, clearly there's collusion. And he can, instead of the MAGA hat, he can wear this because, and maybe that hat needs to be in the form of a dunce cap. What do you think?
Yeah, the old collusion delusion, as the president calls it.
Right.
But they believe that if they will just lie, and they will lie often enough, they will repeat the lie that it will break through to be the truth. And look, Bill, it's worked.
Yeah.
There are millions of people that actually believe the biggest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. And they've looked the other way. The press looks the other way. When Hillary Clinton receives hundreds of millions of dollars from Russians, and Donald Trump, I think some Russian Macedonian bot farmers spent like $4,000 on the election. You don't see the hypocrisy here? I mean,
it's total hypocritical because they've got to step over actual criminal activity. I mean, here they are worried about WikiLeaks dump when, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Podesta at the DNC could not even manage their data. It was leaking like a sieve. And we don't hear about the young man who was murdered in the dark of night that supposedly turned over some documents. That is not been proven, but it is suggested that the reason that he was murdered, and this is a young man who was working for the DNC, supposedly some documents that he had were turned over to WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks, if you recall, offered a reward for any information leading to the arrest and conviction of those that were involved in the murder of this young man.
Right, and that's Seth Rich.
Seth Rich, exactly.
Donna Brazil dedicated her book to Seth Rich.
It's all a joke. This is a total joke. I mean, come on. I mean, I don't care how many books you wanted. What are you doing to really get down and find out what happened? I mean, the DNC was leaking like a sieve. There's been two books on the Pakistani IT guy that had information on 40 congressmen, all Democrats. And they, again, the Democrats, to your point, Megan, are great at turning their heads and looking the other way. And you're worried about information that supposedly WikiLeaks has when you have just been wide open in information, Hillary Clinton using a unprotected server, which Barack Obama knew, which he even used an alias himself to be part and parcel. But nobody wants to say anything about Barack Obama and the leadership of the Democratic Party through all this. They want everybody chasing windmills like Don Quixote to detract from, their lack of credibility and their criminality.
Well, right, and that's really what it boils down to is projection, right? So anything that the Democrats are accusing the Republicans of, they are guilty of. And how they've gotten away with this is a few ways. One, we didn't have an attorney general that was willing to do anything about it. He recused himself basically the day after he was nominated and sought the confirmation. So we didn't have an attorney general to enforce the laws. We had a corrupted FBI. We still have a corrupted FBI. Mm-hmm. We had a corrupted DOJ. We had the deep state, as you would call it, working against this president and the peaceful transition of power, or the transition of power.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have the complicit media.
Yes, exactly.
And so when the media isn't doing their job and working on behalf of the bad actors and the criminals, they provide a shield. They provide protection. So the American people really aren't getting the truth. They aren't getting the facts. They are simply getting a generated narrative in order to deceive and manipulate the perception of the consumer or the reader.
And here we are now for the next 2 years. I mean, this is what America elected. They elected the Democrats, and so you're getting what you elected. A continual waste of your money, lost in investigations, pursuing windmills, as we say, like Don Quixote. And, you know, and here we are worried about, you know, the expense of our government and how quickly we are heading to $22 trillion in debt. This is a waste of resources, a waste of people's money pursuing this. But look at the people voted this in, and we're going to have two more years of fun here. So put on your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from her right after this. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you talk faster when your phone has only 1% battery left.
Hey, hon, what's up?
Hey, sweetie, can you pick up Kitty Litter Fabric Softener? Oh, the Lemony Fresh kind. And French Vanilla and Andre Creamer on your way home from work.
What?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Why are you talking like that?
Gotta go. I'm taking Kevin to Taekwondo and I only have a...
Honey? Hello?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, for those of you that found us this weekend, we added 43 additional radio stations across the country. And if you're joining us and found out, whoa, this show's on Monday through Friday, welcome. Good to have you here. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Welcome aboard, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our conversation with Megan Barth continues. Megan, you were at CPAC, as you mentioned, your 10th year. We were just talking about the young people, the number of young people that show up at CPAC every year is really encouraging. As much as we hear about the radical left and the abuse on college campuses, in fact, even the young man who got hit in the mouth was there, and Donald Trump brought him on stage. And that was, quite encouraging, because people need to understand that freedom is not free. And it's not going to come without a fight. Not that we're going to go looking for a fight, but for the sake of freedom for all and what it represents. I mean, this is what the founding patriots of our country believed in, and they put it all on their line, all on the line, their resources, their very lives, their reputations on the line for freedom's sake. And that battle, as Donald Trump's, Ronald Reagan said, is not passed in, passed through the bloodstream. It is something that we have to be vigilant about with every generation, do we not?
Yeah, and that's why I think one of the reasons why I love CPAC is that it kind of reinstills in me that we are, as conservatives, doing our job and passing mm-hmm. that torch and empowering the youth to get engaged and involved. And every year it seems like more and more younger people are flocking to CPAC, millennial age, college age. And when Donald Trump brought up that kid on stage who was attacked on the campus of UC Berkeley, and thankfully Harmeet Dhillon is his lawyer and she's going to be fighting back, the crowd erupted. And it was a lot of kids, because they are tired. They are so tired of living in fear. And they are living in fear simply because they want to express their political views, and they cannot, because they will be met with violence on the campus. And oftentimes the campus will look the other way. But the campuses are setting this precedent, and it's a very dangerous precedent, that free speech is not welcome on their campus. If you're a communist, sure, come on over.
Sure.
You can have the dais. But if you're someone like Dinesh D'Souza or Ann Coulter, or somebody else that doesn't think in lockstep with the hard left, the communist left, they will be banned, they will be shunned, they will be forced to purchase additional security, tens of thousands of dollars, and punished accordingly.
Exactly.
And so this is really kind of setting the precedent, teaching the younger generations that it's okay to be fascist.
Right. Well, and it's the height of ignorance to stifle speech. We've learned that the evidence is empirical, it's inarguable, but yet the push is on. So if you're AOC, you get plenty of news coverage. You can say goofy things that do not make sense. Somebody who graduated with an econ degree, supposedly from Boston, and Boston is saying, "Oh, please come up with another school." Do not say, because how do you graduate and you don't even know how to do the math? And in fact, in a little bit, we're going to talk with former Bain's founder and ally of Mitt Romney. Ed Conard is back, and we're going to be talking with him about some of these philosophies that AOC is throwing out there. She's just spouting out there relevant to the economy, and there's just no foundation for what she's saying. And the media just, boy, they're just gaga over her. And it's giving everybody the false impression that this malinformed individual does not know what she's talking about. I want to get back into what Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat out of Virginia, on Sunday, when he said that there's enormous amounts of evidence linking the Trump campaign to Russia. Now, that very same day, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who has been going around saying there's all kinds of evidence, about collusion, he insists that there's direct evidence of collusion between the two. I mean, after 2 years, it's like put up or shut up. Can we say that?
Yeah, that's what we've all been kind of asking. If you've got the evidence, then show us the evidence. But the purpose of this is it's a tease, right? It's like a tattler. Mm-hmm. So they'll just drag these accusations out throughout the 2020 campaign in order to continue to sabotage this presidency. They'll try to sabotage his campaign. But it's really not working, is it, Bill?
Well, it's working for fundraising. You see, this is what all this is all about, you know, to your point. There's other ulterior motives to it. We just keep on chipping away and putting out there, and there's just not enough money and counter information to what the Democrats are putting out there. And sadly, now you have this clear delineation between the Democrats and Republicans where 87-88%, the numbers, you know, off the charts that believe one way, and the Democrats in equal numbers believe just the opposite because of the propaganda that's being put out there.
Right, and I think that Democrats actually like to be lied to. I think they would rather consume propaganda in order to reaffirm what they believe, even if what they believe isn't true. Mm-hmm. But back to my original point is that the propaganda might be working in the echo chambers, but it's not working with the American people. When you look at the numbers that Trump is drawing in, there was a 180-degree swing in suburban women voters. What? Yes, absolutely. Suburban women turned out in mass to support Democrats in 2018. Well, according to the last, I think it was Rasmussen poll or Gallup, 50% of suburban women now support Donald Trump. 40% of Hispanics support Donald Trump, even though the Democrats have tried to convince everybody that he doesn't like Mexicans.
Right.
When you look at the black numbers, 28%, which I think is a little bit light, support Donald Trump. And if the RNC was smart, and they're usually not too good at messaging, but if they were smart, they would start moving money into getting out the black vote. Mm-hmm. Because once the Democrats lose about 13 to 15% of the black vote, they are finished.
Mm-hmm.
They will become a minority party. Now, the last time that the RNC spent any money on the black vote, they only spent $2 million. So we need to start going into what is perceived enemy territory, where you have to walk across the lines and start going into those neighborhoods that have been controlled by Democrats for 70, 80, 90 years, especially in these big cities, and start changing minds and changing hearts. And there are many, when I was at CPAC, there was a huge contingent of people of color.
Yes. Well, they're getting it. They're getting it. And Donald Trump gave Republicans an example of what to do. Go and talk to them. You know, he just went and said, look, at what have you got to lose? You know, for decades, you've sold out. I mean, even if you consider your basic tenets of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and compare it to the foundational principles and platform of the Democratic Party, there's no rhyme and reason why you should be supporting Democrats. And oh yeah, by the way, the Democrats supported abortion mills have murdered 40% of your children. How do you like them apples? But, you know, they're starting to wake up to this and realize they're better off with a white, billionaire from New York versus a former black president that devastated the people and caused them to become more enslaved and counting on the government than enjoying the freedoms that our Constitution provides.
Well, and obviously the messaging of the Republicans is working, specifically Donald Trump and specifically the economy that has been created since he's gotten the government out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we look at those numbers, that's where the proof is. And, I mean, how would you like to live your life in fear?
Yes.
Fear of Republicans, fear of white people, fear. And you know it's working because now the Democrats are trying to, number one, the accusations of racism are getting louder and more often.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Donald Trump is winning, but you also know because now they want to offer up reparations.
Right.
So it's anything that they can do to continue to keep people at the servitude of the government the Democrats are creating now. So
real quick.
They're mainstreaming not only socialism in order to keep the servitude to the government, but they're mainstreaming something like reparations, which wasn't even talked about 10 years ago.
Exactly. 30 seconds left, as we mentioned, North Korea. The media wants to call it a failure. Of course, what do you expect? John Bolton insists that, considering the two got together, and it wasn't like the president left and said, hey, look, it got along without you before I met you, going to get along without you now. I don't want to ever see you again. The possibilities are still there. It's only a failure when you stop, not when you keep going. But the media and others do not understand what failure is, right?
Well, no, and did you ever even know that North Korea was a geopolitical threat?
Exactly.
That's what he told.
Endless right scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women with all hair types comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at BillMartinezLive.com. Save up to 40%. Just click the banner at BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people known dead from a pair of tornadoes that touched down in southeastern Alabama late yesterday, and that death toll is expected to rise. And Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says,
we also have had several individuals that have been transported that were injured. But again, at this point, our efforts are geared towards search and rescue.
Another day, another Democrat joining a crowded field of presidential hopefuls, as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has launched his bid for the White House this morning with a video release.
I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done. I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver.
He says he'll push for progressive reforms on things like health care and gun control. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we know you can handle the truth, so here it is, and welcome aboard. Good to have you here with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Edward Conard is with us, best-selling author of The Upside of Inequality, an AEI visiting scholar, a former managing director at Bain Capital. Ed, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here to balance out a lot that the media is putting out there in support of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, with her econ major out of Boston. I'm not sure the college is necessarily proud because there seems to be some things that just with the basic math of the matter that she's missing. It brings to mind a bit comically, if you remember the Billy Madison movie where the principal is talking with Billy Madison, and Madison's trying to espouse on what he thinks he knows, and I couldn't help but flash back on AOC and some of the statements, and the principal says to Madison, says, "We're all the dumber for talking about it. You know, you brought nothing to the debate. It's a waste of time, and you've actually made us all dumb for the ideas that you brought up." And this is, you know, how I feel sometimes about AOC and some of the ideas she brings up.
Well, you know, a lot of her ideas have been tried in Europe, and we know what happened there. They earn 15 to 30%. Their middle class earns 15 to 30% less than the American middle class, and we know exactly why they do that, because talented Americans get better training, they work longer hours, they take more entrepreneurial risks. By some measures, they produce seven times as much innovation as their counterparts, their talented counterparts in Europe, and that bears directly on middle-class incomes in Europe, which would be even lower than the 15 to 30% they already are if they weren't enjoying the benefits of all the American-made innovation. I mean, you can go down the list, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Intel, Apple, eBay, Amazon, and the list goes on and on and on. It's all been produced, virtually all of it has been produced in the United States, and that increases demand for our middle-class workers. It raises their pay, and throughout the rest of the world, I think what you see is the talent is demotivated. So
exactly.
Her ideas have been tried. They have not been very successful.
Well, Ed, you bring up an excellent point here, and I hope that people are really catching this, because I've seen this throughout my life, you know, because even here in the United States, if you are hustling your butt and working hard, and you're producing, you make everybody else look bad. And sometimes they don't like it. The peer pressure will want to pull you down. It reminds me of a story. I don't know if I told this story to you, but years ago, there was a guy in, he was waiting for his reservation at Alioto's at the wharf in San Francisco. And this guy's selling fresh crabs out of this little blue box. And he notices as he's waiting, he's watching, just observing, he says, wow, the lid is not on the box. I see crabs, you know, their crab legs reaching up and their pinchers reaching up over the box, and you know the water's right there. Finally, his curiosity got to him. And he goes to the guy and he goes, "Hey, look at you know, I've been watching here for a while. You're selling these fresh crabs. You know, pinchers are going up. You know, water's right there. Aren't you afraid you're going to lose your inventory?" He goes, "Oh no, you don't understand." He says, "Crabs, they're like people. When one tries to get out, the others reach up and grab him, pull him back down."
You know, it's funny because I think even liberal economists would agree that an investor has to put $5 of value in other people's pocket to put a dollar in their own pocket. Hmm. And so, you know, I think a lot of people are fixated on taxing that dollar, and they don't realize that that is the dollar that motivates the production of the other $5. So your crab dealer, while he's working and making money, he's producing a lot of value for other people who are finding his crabs, buying his crabs, eating his crabs, enjoying his crabs.
Exactly.
So I think what you find is that voters that don't recognize this, okay, they grab at that dollar, and they don't see that that affects the $5, which really bites the middle class. And so the voters who don't realize that grab at the dollar, and I think the voters who do realize that, that this dollar is extremely motivational and that it's putting $5 into everybody else's pocket, is a lot more cautious about disrupting those incentives that cause our talented Americans to work so much harder than everybody else in the rest of the world and to produce so much more innovation and take so much more entrepreneurial risk. So I would say, why in the world would you want to mess? Why do you want to mess with it? It's working so well in the United States, and we can't find any other places where high taxes is producing higher middle class prosperity. Northern Europe has twice as much talent as the United States. It's the second richest place on the earth. It has twice as much high-skilled talent as the United States. And yet we are able to produce incomes that are 15 to 30% higher than they're able to produce in Scandinavia. Why is that? Because all the talented people in Europe are going on vacation.
Exactly.
None of them are taking the entrepreneurial risks that produce the innovation that drives up the middle class incomes. And I think liberals and conservatives want the same thing. We want to get the most amount of value out of the talent that we have for everybody else. We want the most value at the least cost. Guess what? That's exactly what the invisible hand in free enterprise is trying to do.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, you have productive people who are happy campers. And this is what excites me, Ed. And you and I talked about this before. You know, there is nothing like a productive individual. And when you look at the difference of America in the last 2 years versus the previous eight, because of the heavy boot of government on the throat of productive people, they were not happy. Donald Trump comes in. All of a sudden, we've got unemployment rates that we hadn't seen, our GDP. I probably the first time we'll have a 3% GDP in all these years. And I believe it could have been a lot higher had there been more cooperation and people on the same page. But, you know, what you bring to mind here, Ed, is the lack of understanding of what makes up the capitalistic system. And there are some raw, you know, elements to the capitalistic system that need to be honored. And when they're violated, it cripples it, which is what happened under the previous administration. And when those, like we experienced with Ronald Reagan, we're experiencing with Trump, when those are lifted off and the engines of capitalism start humming along, wow, get out of the way. I mean, productivity soars, people are happier, you've got new businesses opening up, people dreaming big dreams again. And to me, for the sake of humanity, I'm excited about what that means for every individual American in this country.
No doubt about it. I mean, just some statistics on what happened when Republicans gained control of the government in 2016. The Dow went up 40%. You're 8 years into an economic recovery, 8 years. The idea that the Dow would go up 40% since then is just amazing. Oh, by the way, it went up 40% where it stayed until the midterm election and Democrats defeated Republicans in the House. And it's remained at 40% since. What's happened to the stock markets and the rest of the world? They've basically given back all of their gains since the election. If you look at the Congressional Budget Office's forecast, okay, they forecasted a very small increase in GDP, about $250 billion from the tax cut. Well, yeah, at the same time, they increased their forecast $750 billion for no other reason than just concurrently with the tax increase, even though they didn't credit it to the tax increase, increased their forecast for GDP $750 billion. They now expect debt. They're so optimistic, they now expect debt as a percent of GDP to be lower in, you know, 6-7 years, than they expected it before the tax cut. And so by almost any measure, we can see unemployment. Who expected 8 years into the recovery that we would get 250,000 jobs a month after month after month, every month since the president's been elected?
Yes.
Who thought that investment was going to go up to 7% growth in 2017, 2018? We saw enormous growth in investment. That's exactly what you want to see. That's exactly why people have grown a lot more optimistic about what they think the future holds. I mean, just the unemployment rates for our marginal workers have at historic highs.
Exactly. And how does Barack Obama claim any kind of credit for this?
Is that
out of the AOC program book or something, or the fuzzy math?
You're gonna claim credit whenever you can, but I don't see how after 8 years, 8 years to recover. We had the slowest recovery since the Great Depression, and people expected some slowness because of the financial crisis. But 8 years?
Wow.
We got
to go to break. More from Ed Conard, the best-selling author of Upside of Inequality, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to
use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Okay, as long as we got, smart people like Ed Conard on our side, I mean, no, they can't get away with this because it's all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ed is the best-selling author of The Upside of Inequality, an American Enterprise Institute visiting scholar and former managing director at Bain Capital. Ed, often the Democrats, AOC, and those of her ilk say, look at, taxes were high once upon a time, back in the 50s, for example, and America did pretty well. Reconcile what is the truth basis versus what seems to be a bit of an illusion here.
Yeah, well, there's a few things you ought to know about the 1950s. The first is people forget the world was emerging from a decade of the Great Depression and a decade of the Second World War. Mm-hmm. So it's probably the case that if we first destroy the world, it will grow faster no matter the tax rate. Not exactly the way.
Yeah, let's not. We already did that experiment. We don't need to do that again, okay?
Right.
I agree.
The second is, at the start of the 1950s, innovation was contributing about 3% a year to growth. Okay, with high marginal tax rates, innovation dropped to 0.25% a year by the early 1980s before it tripled after Reagan cut the marginal tax rate. Okay, that hardly makes the case for lower marginal tax rates. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, coming out of the Great Depression and the World War II, we had high productivity growth, but basically the high marginal tax rates destroyed that productivity growth over the next 30 years.
Exactly.
I mean, that's hardly a case for lower taxes. And the last thing is, if you go back to the 1950s, even though the marginal tax rates were high, the tax code was riddled with loopholes, so nobody actually paid the high taxes. And so the average tax rate paid by the top 1% was almost the same then than it is today. The government spending was about 22% of GDP. Today it's 33% of GDP. a much higher share of the money spent by the government was invested rather than redistributed. You remember we went to the moon, mm-hmm. and there was a lot less regulation. So if anything, faster growth of the 1950s shows us that we might be able to grow faster if we cut government spending, reduce income distribution, and roll back regulations on the free market.
Well, the tough thing that we've got to fight against, Ed, as you know, as Ronald Reagan said, the closest thing to eternal life is a government bureaucracy. We are so loaded down with bureaucracy right now that I don't know if there's enough courage in Congress and the Senate to take on these entitlements. I mean, it comes up every voting cycle. You know, people talk about it, but it's all bluster. There's no substance behind it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think even the Republicans have a hard time voting for less spending. So all we ever see are increases in government spending. You know, we're into the mid-30s, 33% today, down from 35% during the Obama administration. I think there's little prospect of us actually reducing spending. And that's why, you know, I've always been a very high supporter of the need for high-skilled immigration, because when you roll the movie forward, what you see is we're going to be eaten alive by retiring baby boomers.
Right.
And in order to avoid growth-crushing tax increases, we're going to need a lot faster growth. We can only get so much growth organically. We can only affect the tax rate so much. And after that, we have to look for other ways to grow our economy faster if we want to avoid these tax increases. Mm-hmm. Myself, I don't see any other option than high-skilled immigration. If you look at the American workforce, we have about 120 million full-time workers. The top 5% of that is about 6 million workers. We issue 1 million green cards a year. We could, in the course of 10 years, double the number of ultra-high-skilled workers we have, which is driving the growth, driving the innovation that's growing our economy in this information age. We might be able to double our growth rate. And if we did that, we had two huge benefits, aside from increasing everybody's incomes at all levels of the income group. Mm-hmm. We would get the tax revenues we need to cover the cost of retiring baby boomers.
Exactly.
Excuse me. And we would come out of that. You know, we have to worry about, after we're done paying the baby boomers, we have to worry about being strong enough to fight the Chinese if we have to. We're going to need a bigger economy and a lot more technology and innovation, all of which they're going to steal, by the way, between here and there. But the bigger we are, the better it's going to be for our children.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ed, you know, and what you're saying here is nothing new. I mean, we did this post-World War II, did we not?
Absolutely. It saw enormous growth. We had a huge dearth of births in the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. So we had a real shortage of labor at all skill levels mm-hmm. coming out of the Second World War. And that didn't really get relieved until the baby boomers came in the 1970s and 1980s, when they really joined the workforce and our economy grew a lot faster as a result. But we need a lot more innovation if we're going to get to the future without seeing significant damage to our economy from the tax rates that they're going to be required to pay for retiring baby boomers and all the health care that they're going to consume.
Well, you know, the idea that you posed is one that's been out there, but yet it's been ignored because we're fussing over the southern border, and we have a lot of immigrants that are coming in that are not based on any kind of vetting process whatsoever. It is just a mad scramble to crush our border, and of course the Democrats, because anything that the Republicans are for, the Democrats just have to be against.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get the Democrats. Ironically, I don't think we're going to get the Democrats to come along on immigration, no matter what compromises are offered. And it's unfortunate, because I really think when you sort through what could truly have an impact on the United States going forward into the future, I think that really is high-skilled immigration really is the only thing that will solve the problem. And the fact that we have 1 million green cards a year that we could be using to drive up growth in the United States and drive up the incomes of our middle and working class workers. I just think that we have squandered.
We really have. Yeah.
We have squandered this opportunity.
Yeah. Why? And this is the thing that I understand for you, because you study this, and this is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction time and again when we waste the resources of, you know, the American people. And that's what this boils down to when we're, you know, you got one party that's just interested in voters and another party, you know, that is behind the ideas that you're presenting here, Ed, that says, look, we can have a better America if we are wiser about the green cards that we're disseminating here. Why would we not? I mean, it's interesting because even AOC talks about return on investment. Well, why can't we look at those green cards with some sort of, you know, fiduciary responsibility that calls for a return on investment?
So, you know, it's funny you say return on investment, because I think by some measures it takes, I think, in the range of $2 million to get a top college graduate, because mm-hmm. you have to have a lot of, you got to care for a lot of people in order to get one of these graduates. And so when you really look at the cost of obtaining one, it's millions of dollars, and the rest of the world is producing a lot of talented people, educating a lot of, they're identifying, they're educating them, they're raising them. And we know this, when we take them out of Europe, for example, and we put them into the United States or anywhere else in the world and put them into the United States, when they get exposure to cutting edge technology at companies like Google and Facebook and Intel and Microsoft, American companies, they get way more productive.
Exactly.
That's not only beneficial for America, mm-hmm. that's beneficial for the rest of the world too, especially the free world, who needs this technology in order to raise mm-hmm. the prosperity to be in a position to, you know, compete with a billion Chinese who are probably not going to be very friendly to us 30, 40 years from now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And again, this goes back to my earlier proposition to you, Ed, and that is we the people need to be re-educated on capitalism, because especially in light of how socialism is being thrust and trying, you know, homogenizing our thought in a way that things are getting lost in translation. And this is critical right now, because we are at a crossroads where we can decide to really, you know, jettison the engines and do some great things. You know, as President said, choose greatness. Well, what does that mean in choosing greatness? Well, that's every area of the American way of life. If we're choosing greatness, kind of like what you're proposing here now, I mean, what would America be like? And even more so, what would its citizens be like?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think if you unleash the forces of capitalism, we know that that has produced enormous prosperity. Just look over the last couple hundred years. How much of that came from charity and government? How much of that came from the hard work of people? It all came from the hard work of people. And we know socialism and high tax rates have been tried throughout the world, and we can't find a single example that has produced more prosperity for the middle and working class than capitalism has produced in the United mm-hmm. States. And shockingly, all we want to do is kill it, hurt it, damage it, undo it at the margin mm-hmm. through a combination of regulation, through a combination of increased government spending, through higher taxes on the people who are trying to create $5 of value to put a dollar in their own pocket. Why in the world would we mess with the success that we've had in the United States? If we could find some country, some place in Europe, some place in Asia, where they had the same wage rates and incomes that we had and were growing at faster rates or producing more innovation, we can't find any examples. I mean, you look at the difference between the amount of innovation and growth being produced by the United States versus Europe, the second richest place on the planet. Mm-hmm. There's no comparison.
Right.
We're producing seven times as many privately held billion-dollar startups as Europe. Seven times as many, and we're doing it with half the talent.
Exactly.
That gives you an idea just how productive America really is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you bring the facts into an argument or a debate. They're quite profound, and we get out of the theoretical and we start dealing with real-life issues in a real-life sort of way. Ed Conner, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hard- heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge?